Hi, this is Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart, the podcast where I discuss all things that have led me to who I am as a woman to date. With a background in fitness and holistic well-being, I explore how life situations have shaped me along the way. Join me each and every week when I discuss topics and issues that I and other women have encountered along the journey. Each week, we'll be discussing topics that have had an impact in the lives of women and how it has helped shape their feminine identity. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart. I hope you've had a fantastic week and really enjoying all the things that have been coming to you since the beginning of spring. Now, spring is my favourite time. I absolutely love it. It's probably my favourite time of the year, to be fair, because it's that whole renewing, ready, you're seeing the bloom of all the fruits of your efforts. You just feel so much better and more vibrant, and it's just perfect. I'd like to start each episode by thanking everybody who streamed, downloaded, shared, commented, and left amazing feedback about the podcast. As I say, and I genuinely mean this, it makes the whole process so much more worthwhile. For the past couple of weeks, I've been discussing various types of self-care tools that I've been using over the years that have really helped me and other women to develop their journey of self-discovery and have been really helpful to them in various areas of life. If you haven't listened to those episodes, I would advise you to go back and listen. There are some really helpful tips that I think everybody can benefit from. I'm going to continue with that theme this week again and talk about another part of self-care that I really appreciate. I get to do it more now because the weather is brighter. With it being spring, it's the perfect time to see everything in its beautiful form, and that is, of course, nature. Nothing represents new beginnings, fresh starts, reaping what you sow, a fruitful abundance than spring for me. When you see the seeds that you've planted in the year, especially if you're a gardener, you're somebody who takes attention to their flowers, their plants, this is the time you're starting to see the little petals start to show a bit of colour, you're starting to see the little sprouts in the garden that are coming up of things that you planted and weren't sure if they were going to bear any fruit. To me, I see that as a reminder and reflection of life. We put all our work in throughout the winter, we give it our best, we push through, and we don't always know if we're actually going to see fruits of our labour. But when there's little sprouts of reminders, of results, it renews your hope, your faith, and your commitment to that project and reignite a passion to keep going. So I do, like I said, really love spring. What I will be discussing on this week's episode is nature therapy. I'll be looking at how some of the benefits of being in nature can impact your emotional, mental, and physical well-being. In general, there's something about being in the atmosphere, being out in the open, that just realigns my whole being. I've always been a person who likes being outside. Anyone that knows me will tell you, if we're going out, if you're going to be outside, I'm coming with you. I am all for life experiences and the beauty of the world we live in, 100%. When I used to train people, I found being outdoors the best way to do it. When you're outdoors in the fresh air, your body just ignites with the environment, the atmosphere, the photosynthesis. It just benefits your whole being better. It is a blessing to be outside. Even for myself, working out at home, in the gym, it worked, don't get me wrong. However, when I was outside, running on the grass, I was just feeling such a different energy. I was able to push myself differently because I could see the distance where I'd come from and I had an objective for where I was going. And that propelled me to want to go the full distance. When you see where you've come from and where you want to go, you can't help but be motivated to want to keep going. For me, outside with myself and with clients was always the best alternative. If I had a client who I would go and train at their home, they liked the comfort in their house, they liked the security of being at home, but when they were outside in a different environment, you saw a different person, a different level of commitment and engagement. They were surprised how well they would take the exercise and how well they would action it. There were no restraints, there was no furniture to move out of the way, it was just grass. It was just open space, freedom. When I would do the stretches and say, breathe in deeply, you would hear them, see them physically just transform by breathing in the fresh air, that pure fresh air. Yes, I lived in London, so it wasn't always the purest of purest. However, when you're outside, it is the best. It truly is. Spending time in nature has been found to help with mental health problems such as anxiety, depression. For example, research in ecotherapy, a type of formal treatment that involves doing activities outside in nature, has shown it helps with mild to moderate depression. That alone reaffirms the benefits of being outside that I and my clients and many other people experience when they are in nature. When you're in nature, your body, your mood cannot help but be impacted positively. It's also been shown that spending at least 120 minutes a week in nature is associated with good health and well-being. It's easy to tally that up. If you would normally get a bus to work, you could walk somewhere and then get a bus. Same way back at the weekend. Instead of getting that Uber, you could walk a little bit further and then get it. You could incorporate 120 minutes over time in a week, whether you start with a small amount and then build it up. That's just an example. I do believe that there's an ability to be around nature and benefit from it 100%, even if we start small. It's also been noted that there's psychological and physiological effects of nature on the human brain and body. There's been articles written that explain the benefits of this. Being in nature or even viewing scenes of nature reduce anger, fear, and stress and increase pleasant feelings. Exposure to nature can only make you feel better emotionally. It contributes to your physical well-being, reducing blood pressure, heart rate, muscle tension, and the production of stress hormones. What more could be said about the benefits of going for a walk in the park? That just sounds crazy when something so simple has such major, major benefits. You can't pay for this even if we tried. We couldn't afford the benefits that we get from nature, and it's free. Even if you're not a big nature person, at least be open to seeing the benefits. I sometimes see going for a walk as a bit of a therapy for me. When I've had some really stressful conversations, or there's something on my mind, or I just want to work things out without having to talk to somebody else, I like to go for a walk and talk to myself. I don't even care how that sounds. I sometimes feel that I'm my best advisor. Okay, not all the time, but I like to trust my opinions, definitely. Going for a walk just allows my head to calm down, get a clearer perspective. That way, when I review the situation again, I can prioritize it a little bit better and not be so emotionally charged because I've stepped away from it. I've come away from the laptop, or I've come off the phone, or I've stepped out of the room, or I've just walked away to give myself time to get clarity and potentially a different approach that in essence could diffuse a situation that could have been escalated. That's the benefit I found for going for a walk. We've all had situations, no doubt, where we've been so enraged, we've said or done things that we maybe could have avoided if we just taken time away from it. And when I've been in it personally, going for a walk has helped me so, so, so much. That has been my definite therapy for me. There were many people that I spoke to who, like me, had a reconnection with nature during the lockdown. When the pandemic first happened and we went through that initial lockdown, we couldn't see our friends and family, we couldn't be around our co-workers and colleagues like we'd had before and have that social interaction. Nature, for many people, including myself, became a new best friend. With all that fast-paced living that we had in our society, it got very quiet, very still, very quickly. And we had to find a new way to ground ourselves in this uncertain time. No one knew what was going on. We were losing our loved ones. We didn't know very much about it. And it had changed life as we knew it in a split second, it seemed. Going for walks, when that was the only space and time you had outside of your home, away from the people that you were staying with, if you had friends and family you were living with at the time, to kind of figure out what was going on in your headspace, if you were supporting friends and family on the phone, through Zoom, which we all learnt as a new language within that time. It was a time out. I remember sitting under a tree, I think the first week it happened, of us being able to go out and just taking off my shoes, my socks, and just planting my feet in the grass. The sun was shining through the trees, and I just said, what is going on? What's going to happen? And I was feeling all anxiety and stressed and pressures. I remember hearing, just breathe. Breathe slowly and just breathe. And I was there breathing, from panting to breathing, to listening to my breath, to recognizing my feet were touching the grass, feeling the grass between my toes, getting grounded into what was going on. And within myself and my spirit, I remember feeling just so much calmer. Because I took the time to foster a deeper connection with nature, something that I had no control over, but was supporting me. It just gave me such a true appreciation for what was in that moment. That's all I had, was that very moment, and I was so grateful for it. There are various ways you can enjoy nature. You can start small, you don't have to do it every single day, you don't have to be rigid with it. You may just be looking at opportunities that could come about and taking them. So it could simply be, if there's a route to work, or to the gym, or to college, or to wherever you're going, and there's an opportunity to walk through nature, take it. that little 1 minute detour, going through the park, taking that extra path, being around a bit of nature, take it. Your body, your mind, your spirit will thank you for it. You may just go to the park, have a sandwich, have a drink, and just sit. I tell you what I like to do. I like to have a little drink, bottle of water, fruit juice, whatever. Sit down, just watch nature. Just watch even people. Watch how the world is moving around you and be grateful for it. You could even have a picnic. That's a really beautiful way. Take a friend, take your family, even take yourself. I do it. So tranquil. Again, a bit of fruit, a sandwich, nothing major. Sometimes I just take a mat, a pen and a paper, put on some music on my phone, and just chill out. Journal, read a book. Why not? These are little steps that you can do to enjoy nature. As much as you're enjoying nature, you're taking care of yourself and you're prioritizing that time to spend with you and the creation that you came from. This overall gives you a being of wellness. You're taking care of yourself. You're pouring into what you need to give yourself grounding, give yourself connection, to give your mind, your body, and your emotional well-being some TLC. And we all need it. As I say all the time, you have to put yourself first before you give to others. You are so worth it. How can you pour from an empty cup? What I'm looking at with you in these past couple of episodes is finding ways that you're able to prioritize your self-care in a way that suits you. You might not always want to be journaling. You might not always have the time to meditate. You might not always have the time to exercise. But on the way out or en route to somewhere, you might see a bit of nature and be able to go through it. Look at the flowers, look at the birds, look at the ducks on the lake. Or just enjoy the environment of being around nature. That within itself is a form of nature therapy and a way that you can give back to yourself. I hope you've enjoyed some of my points about nature today. I've spoken about the scientific research of being with nature and how it can benefit you. I've also mentioned the psychological and the physiological effects of nature on the human brain and body, as well as discussing how nature therapy can be incorporated into your life. Now, before I leave, it would be rude of me to not give you some questions to consider after spending so much time with me today. Firstly, what's your favourite outdoor activity for reconnecting with nature and why? Secondly, what activity would you like to experience outside but for whatever reason you haven't got involved in it as yet? What's holding you back? And finally, now that the weather's getting brighter and warmer, could you recommit to yourself going out into nature therapy and enjoying the benefits of connecting with it again? That's some food for thought for you for this week. Thank you for taking the time to join me and get this far in the podcast. You can connect with me on all social media platforms under Garden of Self. As well as that, we have our website, www.gardenofself.co.uk, where you can look at our wellness products and see how they can be incorporated into your regime. I have had an amazing conversation with you today. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Take care of yourself. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self. I've been your host, Mel Urquhart. Please stay tuned and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook, all under Garden of Self. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments and I'll look to add them into future episodes. Be sure to follow and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. This podcast was a production of Garden of Self and was produced by The Podcast Boutique.